This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker who works in one of the buildings up here behind me heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found the trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Air travel continues to be very weak and unreliable in America.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend, when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Transportation Safety Board will be arriving in Mendon, Missouri, about a two-hour drive northeast of Kansas City, Tuesday morning to begin an investigation into the cause of an Amtrak train that derailed Monday. At least 3 people have perished. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tweeted Monday that the Federal Railroad Administration staff are en route to support the investigation. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The largest private landowner in California is closing its forests to the public indefinitely beginning on July 1st. Sierra Pacific Industries, one of the biggest lumber companies in America, owns over 2 million acres of forested land across California, Washington, and Oregon. The company, which is headquartered in Anderson, California, says the public can usually use the land for hiking, permitted fishing, hunting, and cross-country skiing. But starting Friday, they're cutting all that off due to extreme drought and wildfire conditions. Former Washington State football coach Joe Kennedy on Newsmax shortly after his prayer victory at the Supreme Court.
Well, this morning it was a mixed emotions. It's like, what is really happening? And it totally has not settled all the way in, but it's a big sigh of relief knowing that the hard part's over and we can all move forward now.
Mr. Kennedy's special counsel, First Liberty Institute's Hiram Sasser Esquire.
Yeah, look, it was really tough. I mean, we had to lose, I think, 5 times before we finally arrived at the Supreme Court. It's been 7 years of a lot of litigation. And ultimately, we ended up with an opinion that sounds a lot like our initial demand letter from 7 years ago. But hopefully, now we'll be able to, meet with the school district, get all the remaining issues resolved and get Coach back on the field this fall.
My name is Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, just an important programming note here. This discussion and interview with Dr. Jim Dennison was done prior to the announcement of Roe v. Wade. So just so you know the context of the discussion, okay?
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And hey, look who we have. Dr. Jim Dennison is back with us. The Chief Executive Officer of Dennison Ministries, the author and speaker, is back with us. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm so glad to be on with you today. Thanks for the privilege, my friend.
Hey, always appreciate this time whenever we get this time together to talk about things that are affecting our culture, things that people want to hear about. And certainly we've got some great news coming out of the Supreme Court, first of all, regarding Maine and the allocation of educational dollars going along and you know, following the kids as opposed to the institution.
And that's what we think it should be, shouldn't we? At the end of the day, parents ought to get to make that decision, and the kids ought to be the ones that are in the focus. And so, yeah, this is a great victory. Kelly Shackelford, who's the leader of First Liberty that helped argue the case, a longtime friend of mine, called this a great day for religious liberty in America, and I think he's right about that.
Well, and it's a great day in terms of education. I mean, look what's going on, Jim. We've got over, I think it's 1.5 million already children have left the public school system, and the reason they're leaving is quite clear, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, even in Dallas, where we're having this conversation that you might call the buckle of the Bible Belt, we're seeing a huge exodus out of the public schools here, and part of it is because of CRT issues. Some of it is LGBTQ ideology. I heard the other day, Bill, about a third grader that came home and told his parents that his teacher asked the third graders in his class what their preferred personal pronoun was in third grade. He didn't know how to respond to that. And this was in the public schools, and so they themselves are trying to decide now what to do in response. It's a massive issue that I think is going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, it's kind of amazing. I mean, here it is at a third grade level, and also we heard that the Navy, I mean, here, you know, potentially we're on the brink of some, you know, serious situations, militarily speaking, you know, whether it's China or Russia, and they've got the Naval Academy focusing on pronouns. I don't know if you saw that video that went viral. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, we are focusing on all the wrong things here.
We really are. At the end of the day, we're letting the culture dictate to us rather than dictating to the culture the priorities that matter most. And that really, I think, is a symptom of a larger issue in America. We really desperately, and we've talked about this a lot, desperately need the kind of moral and spiritual awakening that we're seeing in other places around the world that we need so much here. We've seen it four times in American history, 1734, 1792, 1858, 1904, and 5. Every time was preceded by desperation. Maybe
exactly.
God wants to redeem this desperation of our days by calling us to humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways that he could heal our land.
Well, Charles Finney was noted as saying it happens when it's most needed. I say, come, Jesus. I mean, we need you. I mean, because how do you answer? How do you answer these things? How do you answer, you know, some of these universities that offer 70 different gender options? We're pronoun confused. You know, women are competing, you know, men are competing with women. It's a mess, Jim. And if we don't get a handle on this, I mean, what's going to be the charge for the next generation?
That's at the end of the day the question. If there is no compass, if you don't believe in North, if you don't believe there's such a thing as North, at the end of the day, how do you find direction? Mm-hmm. Well, the good news here is that when it breaks, ultimately, we'll come back. There's this pendulum that swings back and forth. And we've been here before. Before mm-hmm. the First Great Awakening, less than 5% of colonial America identified as Christian. In the height of the First Great Awakening in 1734, 80% identified as Christians. Mm-hmm. Before the Second Great Awakening, Tom Paine said Christianity would be forgotten in 30 years. As a result of the Second Great Awakening, we had the Modern Missions Movement, we had the American Bible Society, American Tract Society. Historians would say the Second Great Awakening saved the United States. So desperation can be that catalyst for awakening that we need.
Well, and to your point, look at the numbers today. I mean, we've gone, we're hovering now down about 80% people saying that they believe in God now. And so that's quite a downturn. And I think this has happened in the last 20 years.
It has. We're down to 81% now. That's the lowest number in American history since that poll has been taken. It's higher than other places in Europe, for instance, but certainly lower for us here. Now, the good news here is, and I don't know if this is good news, but perhaps it is, there was a day when people that went to church very rarely would say they believed in God but had no real relationship with Him. That's probably part of that fall, is now they're telling pollsters they don't believe in God. They feel more free to be able to say that in a post-Christian culture than before. It may not be that we have that many fewer Americans actually functionally related to God. They're just more willing to admit what probably was practically the case in years past. So it may not be as much a decline as we think, but it nonetheless is a signal call to us that we need to be praying for this nation every day to come to the relationship with God that's so desperate.
And Jim, we're coming off a month. Can you imagine an entire month has been set aside for Pride Month, LGBTQ+. I mean, it's like we've been inundated, you know, with commercials, movies, you know, news reports, this, you know, this ideology. You know, we're going to replace God with our God, essentially, is what it comes down to. And, you know, we know historically other nations that embraced this ideology suffered tremendously and they ended up getting extinct.
Well, God can't bless that which violates His word, because that's not what's best for us. It's any child. I mean, no parent could bless what's going to harm the kids. And that's where we are now. You start with normalizing LGBTQ ideology and behavior. We've been there for years. Then you legalize, which is where we are. Now you stigmatize those who disagree, and you even criminalize disagreement, which is where it's all going right now. God knows all that. None of that is a surprise to Him. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The converse of that is, if God is not your Lord, you can't be blessed by a God who wants to bless but can only bless that which is good for us. So our future as a nation is in question if that nation doesn't depend on the very God that birthed this nation.
I mean, it's pretty arrogant to think that this American idea, which was a blessing, a gift of God to this nation, and it parallels with what happened with Israel, how God blessed Israel, had sanctified them for a specific purpose, and He was their chosen people. And here we are, America, somewhat similar, has been blessed, and yet we turn our back on God and say, oh, we'll take it from here. What arrogance.
We climb a ladder, then cut it out from under us, don't we?
Yeah, we
get
do.
Out on a limb and then saw it off, and then we wonder why the force of gravity does
exactly.
What it does. And so, but that's why I'm so grateful for you and others that are seeing this and are making a public stand to speak the truth in love before it's too late, and then trusting God to redeem. That's our hope. That's our hope. It's in Him, not in us, but in Him.
And you and I have pointed out this before. I mean, it's like we're defying gravity. It's that simple. You say, well, I don't believe in God. Well, go ahead and, you know, test it out. And you're going to find out the hard way. You're going to let your kids, you know, take the dive. Is that what you're going to do? I mean, you know, this is so antithetical to everything that was based on the founding of this great country of ours, the belief systems that we've held to. But we have decided, this has been an active choice to defy God, to defy His blessing, and to say, okay, you know, 63 million aborted babies, no big whoop here, right?
And at the end of the day, if that grieves God, as you know it does, as it has to, He has to respond. I believe it was Ruth Bell Graham, Billy Graham's wife, that said, if God doesn't judge America, He owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
Yeah. Yeah, rightly said.
We got to, because He's holy.
Amen. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jim Dennison. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez back with you, and Dr. Jim Dennison continues with us. Dr. Dennison, of course, is the CEO of the Dennison Ministries, the author and speaker. Jim, we touched a little bit at the end on abortion. All eyes right now, seriously, on the Supreme Court. And waiting what is anticipated, because we got a little bit of a preview, unprecedentedly, because this has never happened before, where people are warned of a forthcoming decision, and the left and those that promote abortion are threatening all kinds of violence here, Jim.
They really are. In fact, we're seeing pro-life clinics being firebombed. We're seeing churches being attacked. Supreme Court justices that are being picketed outside their homes. I understand they're putting barricades around the Supreme Court building itself. And I've been told, I don't know, Bill, but I'm reading reports that already riots are being planned and already being financed.
Yes,
in fact, this is overturned all across the country. So I'm afraid we're going to see a massive reaction if the draft does turn out to be the actual finding of the court itself.
Well, Jane's Revenge has said as much. I mean, they've been quite clear about it. They've sent emails out there. I mean, here it is, this country that was perplexed over the summer of love and all the damage and death and injuries that took place, across the country. And then, by comparison, then we have the January 6th alleged insurrection, the way it's being presented, but was minor by comparison. And here we are, again, being warned, just like we were in January 6th, all this stuff is forthcoming, and you're wondering, okay, where is law enforcement? Where is our government here to address this issue? Or is this going to be one of those things like have happened in riots in other areas across the country where the leader said, well, let them riot because they need to get it out of their system?
It was remarkable to see the difference in response to those two, wasn't it?
Yes.
And at that point in time, we're really, I think, seeing ideology on display. I think we'll see the same thing now. If Roe v. Wade had been upheld by the court, and if pro-life supporters had been the ones rioting, the ones that were firebombing Planned Parenthood clinics, things like that, I suspect that the response in the press would be radically different than it's going to be when we see the other side of this as it transpires. But it's our opportunity to speak the truth in love, to stand up with compassion and courage, to be those kinds of people who really do demonstrate the difference Christ makes in our lives when we respond to our critics by praying for them and demonstrating God's grace in ours.
Exactly. And Jim, you point out a clear delineation between the left and right. The left will destroy. I mean, they are associated with their father, the father of lies and destruction. And those on the right, clearly, I mean, you don't hear of people on the right, going in and firebombing, Planned Parenthood facilities. You see them outside praying for people. But you don't see the destruction that is on demonstration by the left here. There's a clear difference between the left and right, isn't there?
And we want that to continue to be the case. It's not just what you do, it's how you do it. It's the way in which you do it. So if we're claiming to represent the Word of God and the Spirit of Christ, we need to demonstrate that Spirit, don't we? So that starts with me. That starts with the Holy Spirit taking control of my life every day, being submitted, being surrendered, Ephesians 5:18, being filled with the Spirit. Then I can manifest the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and all the others. If the Spirit's working through me, then He can make that difference that really is what most glorifies the Lord and draws people to Him.
Exactly. Well, that's the opportunity, isn't it? I mean, for people to clearly see, the difference here. Because this whole movement that's taken place, and I've been watching this quite closely, is this is an organic, natural movement. After what, almost 50 years of experience of Roe v. Wade, women in particular have been leading the charge and saying, look it, they lied to us. This is not something inconsequential. This is my child. And now you have an increasing number of men seeing the truth, and it's undeniable.
really, I think, is. And that's the good news in this, is that God, at the end of the day, can pick up those broken pieces when the pendulum starts getting to that far extreme and people start seeing this. And if we're in place, if we've been that father waiting for the prodigal to come to himself, as Jesus said, if the father grabbed that son and dragged him home, he'd have probably gone back to the far country the next day. But by waiting and praying, we would think, and hoping for that son's return, when he returned, the father was there ready to greet him and to welcome him home. That's the good news of grace for all of us.
Amen.
For me, for you, for every one of us. And that's the grace we offer the culture.
And Jim, what do you say to people? I mean, because, you know, Barna says approximately a third of the people at Sunday services, Saturday evening services, churches around the country have been involved with an abortion. And the shame that is associated with it, the crushing of one's heart when you realize that you've offended the Father, boy, I'll tell you, that is something that we need to be especially sensitive to, I believe. And I'm not sure that's being properly addressed, but maybe you can speak to that, Jim, because you speak so eloquently about it and passionately about the Father's grace and mercy, that God's grace and mercy is more than enough to cover whatever shame, whatever heartbreak, whatever, you know, the evil one has been telling you about, that God says, look at, you know, I still love, I forgive you. I love you no matter what, and I want you home with me.
I'm so glad you said that. I was pastoring a church in Midland, Texas, First Baptist Midland, many years ago. It was January, Baptist to a Sanctity of Life Sunday in January. And so I preached the strongest sermon I could about abortion and the right to life and the sanctity of life. And when I was done, our counseling minister on our staff came up to me, thanked me for the sermon, said he agreed with every word, but then asked if I had thought about the women in the congregation who had had abortions, which I had not. It had not occurred to me. Now, that was 35 years ago, and I still remember it like it was yesterday, to realize we're to speak the truth in love, we're to stand for life, not just birth, but life. Recognize that mother that chose abortion is a victim of abortion as well. John Stone Street says ideas have consequences, bad ideas have victims. So let's see these women who have chosen abortion as victims of abortion, and the biological fathers as well, and those grandparents as a grandfather. It grieves me to think about how my grandchildren could have been aborted. And so let's be proactive and redemptive and demonstrate God's forgiving, loving, healing grace, and in that way be a means to the end of the awakening we need.
And go back to Genesis and realize, I mean, what a gift. I mean, for God, you know, Almighty God, to create us in his image, Jim. I mean, you know, that blows me away. As such, we are inheritors of his image. We are image bearers. And when you realize that, as one philosopher said, it makes you conscious that you are not in the presence of a mere mortal, are you?
That's right. I love C.S. Lewis's point. You have never met a mere mortal.
Yes.
He makes the point that empires come and go. Stars will come and go. 10,000 millennia after the last star flickers out, every person you meet today will be eternally either with God or separated from God. And that makes the people you know the closest to sacred you will ever see. And that means that we speak into their lives in love and in grace as cultural missionaries, asking God to use us to draw them to him. The greatest gift we can give them in our nation is to know him. The other day I saw again the statement, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
Giving the good news to the nation is the best gift we can give the entire nation.
And look what's happened, Jim, when we followed godly principles. We were not only a blessing to everybody in the nation, but the world. The impact that America had, God sanctified this country to be a difference not only to America, but the world. And look at our legacy.
And that's where I think God wants us to go again, and starting with with believers, with followers of Christ. So I was talking to a Cuban friend of mine some years ago, a Cuban pastor. He was in the States preaching for me, and we were having dinner at my home. And he said to me, I thought it was really interesting. He said, I know why God has blessed America, said this Cuban pastor. I was interested to see what his answer would be. He said, God has blessed America so America's Christians can bless the world.
Wow.
I thought that was profound. Let's keep blessing the world so God can bless America, and let's keep being the means to the end of God demonstrating his grace to the culture.
Well, we're going to leave everybody to ponder on that. A nice little Salem moment. Dr. Jim Dennison, as always, appreciate the time. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Dennison Ministries. Jim, how can people be in touch with you?
Thanks so much. DennisonForum.org, DennisonForum.org is all of my content. Dennison Ministries will get you to everything we do, all the various brands of our ministry together.
God bless you. Appreciate you.
God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker who works in one of the buildings up here behind me heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found the trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It is time for Al Parada. Yes, you can call me Al. He's here with us, the managing editor of Stream.org. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. The nation's on a pretty good roll the last few days, what do you say, huh?
Well, I think so. I think that so much so that those that wanted to resist people of faith and thought that they could just keep us in a box, cordoned off and away from the culture are starting to say, uh-oh. and the thing is about it is I think in some cases, Al, I mean, it's one thing to be emotional about this stuff and just say, okay, I don't want to believe in God. I don't want anything to do with God until all of a sudden you really have to make a choice. It's either your way or God's way. And I believe that God is kind of intervening right now. Otherwise, if we are allowed to continue on to our own devices, we're going to be in serious trouble here, Al.
Yeah, and I think that's a very beautiful way of putting it because, you know, we're given that choice between, you know, God gives us the choice between life and death. With life comes blessings. With the death comes curses. So when the highest court in the land, in essence, chooses life, even though it was more about legal, what the Constitution can and cannot do, it's still symbolically, it was a victory for life, which would suggest that blessings would follow. Whereas if we stuck with abortion, curses follow. So I think what we saw last week is a good thing for America as a whole, not just with the abortion issue. I mean,
right. Well, we've had 49 years of experiencing death. And what has happened in these past 49 years? You know, we've got more young people committing suicide, women committing suicide because of abortions. As science, the evidence of science is coming out, and they're realizing, oh, my God, I killed my child. It wasn't some excess nondescript piece of tissue that was inconsequential, and women, and now a growing number of men, Al, are being tormented with the result of this, if I can call it, sin. That, sin is sin. You know, whether you can claim responsibility or not, or say, hey, look, I didn't know better. I believed in what they said, what the science said at the time. We get that. Look, that's between you and God. Nobody's condemning you here. But here's an opportunity to where, you can get this burden off of your chest and out of your mind that has been holding you back because, you know, on top of everything else, and most importantly, what I appreciate about God is that he wants us to be free. I mean, that's why he sent Jesus, is so that we wouldn't be bogged down with the things of the world and be enslaved. And what's happened is just like our politicians are being elite captured by the communist Chinese and money interests around the world, we are being captured by the Babylonian spirit of this modern age that has us thinking about temporal things, the things of this world, and not the eternal things that really brings true happiness and freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe there's a direct line to things like abortion and, like, mass school shootings when teenagers are opening fire on children. There's you either regard life as something precious and you are part of something bigger, or you don't. And as a culture, what is the message that the culture is putting into people?
And, exactly.
And that's where this idea of man life, preciousness, the value that each child that's in a womb has this amazing potential to be amazing and be a blessing, and is a blessing by the nature of their existence. Or as opposed to something that needs to be discarded because it's going to get in the way of my promotion.
Right.
To the point where my company wants to fly me to California.
I know.
So I can get rid of the kids so I can be back at work Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about the child's body and the child's choice in all this, Al?
Oh, hey, well, they're just kids. They don't contribute. What do I care? That's just a burden. You've seen the signs.
Right.
You've seen the signs out there doing the protest. You know, don't stuck anybody. Don't stick anybody with this. It's like, oh my gosh, how narcissistic and short-sighted are you? That's the person that's the one who's going to drive you to get your medicine when you're 75, 80 years old. Okay, I'm not going to make light of it, but I'm just saying it's such a short-sighted and narcissistic view of the world. And maybe that's part of the pessimism of the planet's going to end in 12 years. Maybe it's all tied in together, either life or death. What do you choose, and what's going to be more of a bigger blessing to the society and cultures at large? And life
exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, I've been a bit critical about the churches today because they don't know how to respond to this. I cannot tell you how many people have said to me, you know what? You're right. My church didn't say anything about Roe v. Wade. Didn't say a word. You gotta be kidding me. But there's some churches. There was a priest that was interviewed here in the last couple of days and talked about their ministry. I think it was in Texas and what they were doing, to fortify and realize that, hey, women are now going to choose life now more, and now the church has to step up, and all these other institutions that offer the alternative to participating in death,
You know, let's help with the adoption service. Let's help with, you know, providing diapers. And now we're hearing success stories of women who were, you know, single and without any prospects and scared to what have you. And they went to these centers that provided for them for several years. And the attitude of these abortionists and these, you know, free choicers are, well, how can the church afford it? You know, I mean, instead of saying, hey, you know, I think this is a good idea. Let's get behind it. What can we do to help out? It's a very critical and sarcastic perspective of, you know, well, the church can't afford that. Well, you don't know that, do you?
Yeah. Might as well try.
Right.
You know, and the funny thing is success breeds success. I mean,
exactly.
What pops into my mind is something like, and this is totally unrelated to abortion, but back during the Depression, there weren't social programs for food. You had a lot of Mexican immigrants that were in Los Angeles that were starving to death. Well, Angelus Temple set up a commissary, and somehow they fed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people every day. they made it happen. They worked, they sweated, they got together, it was a passion, and they did it. You know, and so churches have a passion. They'll be able to take care of a lot of good things in their community.
Yeah, no, it is, and it's almost like you build it, they come, right? And people, you know, gravitate, and they find a way, and they rise to the challenge. And look, I think this is a great opportunity. And there's just something to me, Al, as I look at this, you know, 49 years, you know, why at this point? And, and here we are, and a good friend of mine, Phil Hotzenpiller, yesterday brought to everybody's mind that, hey, look at this is the year of Jubilee. You know, the trumpets have sounded from heaven, and the year of Jubilee is, you know, you've got Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum talking about the reset button, right? We're going to hit the great reset button for the fourth industrial. And God says, wait a minute, I got a better reset button.
Hold my beer.
I got a Mobetta reset button here called the Year of Jubilee. And this is what we enter in, and this is a time for healing, a time to, you know, because what are we doing? I mean, you know, we've gone through a month of pride, you know, this pride month that people go, what the heck does this mean? What are we doing? You know, what is happening? We got universities in California that offer 70 gender choices. What happened is to, he made a male and female. I mean, we're so confused. Up is down is up. I mean, unless God comes in and enters in and goes, okay, let me straighten this out for you, okay? You guys are knuckleheads. You guys keep trying to figure it out with your own flawed logic, and you keep ending up in the same place, and somehow you just resist the obvious. So I'm going to give it to you straight, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think this is the opportunity for that.
Yeah. As long as we ask,
exactly.
Pray for it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think this is an exciting time, not only for America, but dare I say the world, because as we know, what happens in America just doesn't stay in America. It does infect the universe. And I believe this is why God has blessed America the way he has. And I think, again, this is a golden opportunity for those people of faith to be emboldened and to speak out and get, you know, just ignore this cancel culture. Just don't participate in it. You know, that's my vote. Al Parada is with us. We got more from Al after
thousands
this.
Of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
He definitely is a bodyguard for your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Al Parada, yes, the one and only. You can call me Al, the managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, Al, we were talking off air. You know, one of the dangerous things that's happened in the last 49 years through this, season of free love, sex, drugs, rock and roll and everything, and guys thought, hey, this is really cool. You know, I'm going along for the ride here, is that basically they've been negated. And in the process of them being negated and neutralized, the feminists have taken over, and now manhood means so little. And because it means so little, the women are extremely vulnerable. And you think not. Well, all you got to do is watch these newsreels. I mean, watch these videos on TV of women gyrating in a very jungle-like sensual manner that you think, oh, my God, you know, what has gone on? I mean, I don't know how you bring a woman who has displayed all her stuff in front of God and everybody home to mama.
Yeah,
so to speak.
I think that's a little bit of a dilemma, and it's widespread. It's not just that sort of stuff. The twerking in the middle of the street. Thank you, Miley Cyrus, for making that popular with the young girls. also like with the selfies and just putting stuff on Instagram and TikTok and all these different places that's just. Exploitive. It's like, look at me only as a body. I'm only a body.
Yes. Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh, where's the dignity? Where's the respect? And as I said, if you're a young guy, we were talking off the air, that it's like, that stuff, I don't know how many guys are really, really, at the end of the day, really into that. You know, I mean, you kind of want, you do want to bring somebody home that your mom respects. You know, that's sort of, right. You know, that's the bar. That's the, you know, that's the judge in a way, is how, mm-hmm. you know, what's mom think of this one? Or if you have sisters that you respect, you know, what's their opinion? I mean,
Yeah, where's the substance? Because after the sex, and yes, there will be that time after the sex. What do you have?
Yeah.
Right?
What do you have? Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it's like one of these things that, like, Kamala Harris said something, I guess, in an interview after the Roe decision. That's one of those things where she thought she was saying one thing, but she was saying something else. She said, if you're a parent of sons, do think about what this, you know, Roe being overturned, means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have. It's like, yeah, maybe he'll have to be responsible for his behavior. That's not
right,
bad
exactly.
there, Kamala.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have to be grown-ups. What a concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and women will have to learn that they've been sold a lie, that being sexually promiscuous and showing off everything and makes them equal. But that has something to do with equality. It's not. It's not, and we that's up to us, like, to teach this generation and through culture and like I said, you watch video, like you said, you talk about music videos and stuff like that, that just like impounding into these girls' heads, you know, that they're objects.
Exactly. Well, not only to girls, but to guys. Young guys are seeing this, and they're going, "Oh, okay. Well, you're just an it. You're just a tool.
Yeah.
And so no big whoop. And then here you are. I mean, you undersell yourself, and you know." And the danger of all this, after everything is all said and done, Al, is men are disqualified. They're not there protecting their women. Women are degraded by the culture, by all these things. And nobody's saying anything. Nobody is resisting, you know, the destruction of the culture and our daughters in the process. You know, all we want to do is fight about, oh, they don't have a chance to go out there and kill their baby. God forbid.
Yeah, there's this lie that I can't be what I want to be unless I have an abortion. I don't know if I talked to you about this, but one day I discovered you can name five really great women of comedy that really are the Mount Rushmore of women in comedy. Moms Mabley, Phyllis Diller, Joan Rivers, Whoopi Goldberg, Roseanne Barr, right? But can you name anybody better than those five? All of them were mothers before they became famous.
Yes. Right.
Whoa.
Right.
That, you look at that and you go, and that's in comedy. That's in stand-up comedy, which is roughest field there is. I mean, that's the rugby of entertainment right there, you know.
Right.
So don't tell me, female comics standing up there, that you needed to have an abortion to be able to get on Saturday Night Live. You know?
Well, and sadly, the producers of Saturday Night Live, you know, as part of your curriculum vitae, is that you have to have in there that you have you become fluid, you are in your normative to with the current culture and the cultural whims. And wow, you know, how dangerous is that? Just like, you know, our kids are being groomed. Even you know, people that should have some substance, you know, should be able to stand for their own character, have surrendered their characters to the culture.
Yeah, and that's the weird. That's how it's became weird that people who do stand up for themselves with dignity and try to live godly lives are now the counterculture. We're the radical. We're the crazy ones. We're the equivalent of the hippies of the 60s.
Right.
You know, we're not going on the crowd. It's like, which means the cool factor. So I think there's like, I wonder if there's a way to turn it into like within younger people, that this is the cool way to be. You're not going with the flow. You're rebelling against this destruction. And I think that's happening.
Exactly.
Because the Roe fight, or the fight against Roe and the pro-life, that's a lot of young women out there making that fight.
Yes.
And old folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? They were told to follow the science. They're following the science, and they're going, well, we didn't mean that science. You know, we didn't really want you to go with that science, you know.
Oh, my God.
And of course, along the way, you know, because we got, you know, we talk about the 63 million babies have been aborted now, but
yeah,
they saved 40%. There's still yet another 40%. I'm not sure what that number, but they say 40% is done by mail-in. You know, it's a mail-in abortion pill. I mean, and here are these young girls, mostly young girls, you know, at universities, wherever, are at home in an apartment by themselves, taking a pill that's going to turn their insides, you know, inside out. And you know, they're not there with a doctor. Okay, they can call somebody. But, I mean, this is something that they're doing, you know, by themselves. It is an abortion by mail. And, you know, and so they're finding out the hard way that gravity still exists. They jump off the roof, they defy gravity and go, oh, crud, what have I done? You know, and the thing is they're the ones that are feeling the pain, not, you know, not the boyfriend, not the husband, whatever. I mean, they're the ones that are having to deal with it. And they're becoming, by experience, all the smarter for it, right? We hope.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, we got to educate, and we got to have people who gave up their children for adoption, have them as people speak about what it's like to later meet the daughter that they did have and give up for adoption, who's now, in the case of a family relative of mine, a star athlete in college, a you know model
exactly.
Gorgeous, a model citizen, mm-hmm. Going to change the world. Because somebody would have the bravery not to have the abortion in college when that would have been the easiest thing in the world to do. The people around her wanted her to do it, and she said, no, I'm going to have this child. And now you're blessed. 18 years later, you're 19 years later, you're blessed. The world is blessed by that decision. And the pride she
exactly.
had when she got to meet the girl and go, oh, my gosh.
Well,
you know,
well, and you had that great story, Al, as well, to that point with, you know, Coach Sherman Smith and Dalen McCullough that was in that movie, Show Me the Father. What a great story. You know, Dalen was given up adoption, single mom, gives him up for adoption, doesn't know. Eventually he comes in contact with a coach that mentors him, takes him to college. You know, they have similar careers, some exposure to the NFL and then coaching and everything. And, I mean, 20-some years later, Dalen has a chance to meet his real mother, his biological mother. And so he meets up with her and says, well, do you want to know who your father is? Well, his father, unbeknownst to either one of them, you know, even to Coach Sherman Smith, ends up being Coach Smith.
Oh, man.
It is incredible. I mean, this story. So, and there are so many stories like that, like you say, where, and I can only imagine what a woman, what a family must have to endure and go through to say, I'm going to surrender my child and trust this child to a family, to parents I don't know. I hope to God it's going to be okay. And, you know, because some of those things, they just are not natural. We're resisting the natural inclination to nurture our own children, right? But for the sake of their mentally, they can't deal with it. But they're able, by the grace of God, to give their child over to somebody else. And then here you have, and you're exactly right, we need to hear more of these success stories of what happened when people chose life as opposed to death.
Yes. Blessings versus curses.
Amen.
But it all comes
down to. Well, and this is the opportunity that I believe that this country has before it at this appointed time. There is a reason, I believe, 49 years later, after Roe, there's a reason why we're dealing with this. Al Pareto, you're awesome as always. He is the managing editor of Stream.org. Check it out, Stream.org. Al presents some great articles and columns every week, especially the Bruce series. It's awesome. Thank you, Al. Take care.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.